Welcome, and thank you for joining us in this time of prayer. Our theme this month is faith and trust. As we begin to pray, I invite you to join us in this breath prayer from Psalm 25, verse 1. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. Breathe in. In you, Lord my God. Breathe out. I put my trust. We breathe in you, Lord my God. Breathe out. I put my trust. Our passage today is from Micah 6:8. It's a well-known passage, so as you listen, you may want to ask God to help you experience this from a fresh perspective. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. In the verse before this, the writer asks what kind of sacrifice would be acceptable to God. The answer for someone living under the law of Moses is not what one would expect. Are there ways in which I am operating from a rule-following mindset? Ask God if there's something He wants you to pay attention to. Reflecting on the past week, are there times when I have failed to act justly? Do I consistently live in a way that demonstrates mercy? Does this include my interactions with those I disagree with politically or theologically? Ask the God who loves us to point to anything that we should be aware of. As we listen to the passage again, let's turn our focus towards the young people we minister to. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. What situations are there in the lives of the young people I work with that call out for justice? Pray for them now. Is there a young person you know who needs to experience God's mercy? Pray for them now. We close our time of prayer with this covenant. Lord, I am no longer my own but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full or empty. Let me have all things or let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it, and the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be also made in heaven. Amen.